first Perek of Chala Mishnah Beis. We are continuing the halachas of the Chamisha Minei Dogin, the five types of grain, which one is chayiv Chala when he makes a dough from those things. We're saying other halachas that pertain to these five Minei Dogin, five types of grain. So Eichel Mem Kezayit Matzah V'Petzach Yoti Dechavoto. One can make matzah out of any one of these meanings. Today they have spelt matzahs and oat matzahs for people that are sensitive to wheat matzahs are acceptable. Kezayis chomis chayv bikaris. If it leavens, a dough that's made from these five things is chayv bikaris. If someone makes a dough from something else, like from rice, then there's no either rice to eat that. Even some people eat it lachatchila. The Sfaradi community, most of the smart community, eat that even lachatchila and Pesach. If there's a mixture between one of these types of grains and some other food, then you have to get rid of it on Pesach. Otherwise, you'll be going to be over the Issa Val Yeroe. You're not allowed to have chametz in your house, not only chametz, which is pure chametz, but also chametz, which gave flavor to a mixture. There's also chiv the right to get rid of that on Pesach. Hanoidim in a pas and in a tfua, also the hand of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says if you make a neb and not to eat bread or grain, and then you're only also from these five minei dogen. Yeah. Chachonim ba'imim noidim in a dogen ein oisba yom mehem. This is the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Chachonim. Rabbi Meir says if you say noidim in a dogen, that includes kidneys and beans and the like. Whereas Chacham say, if you say pas, stam bread is from the five grains. But dogon is any type of thing that you harvest and make a pile out of it. But Chacham say the implication of dogon is also only these five types of grains. Chayavim b'chalul b'maisus, and also these five types of grains are chayav and chalul, like we said before, and you have to take maisa and the raisa from these grains.